This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And joining us this morning is pediatrician Dr. Elizabeth Colvin. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. Hopefully we can fit this all in the time we have. But we're going to be talking about CBD today and CBD oils. We keep hearing more and more about it. And Dr. Colvin, we keep seeing it available in more and more places. But researchers are apparently finding more and more ways for it to help people in need.
Yes, and it's still very early on. And so we're kind of seeing a research boom at the moment, which means we have very early on studies, but we're learning more and more about it, which is good. But one thing I want to explain for people is that CBD is different than THC.
Correct.
So THC is the psychoactive component of marijuana, which causes people to become high. CBD is a cannabidiol, which is a component which acts in a completely different way. And what we know right now is that it can act on receptors in the brain that help with mood, and it can help with the inflammatory process in the body. So that means it decreases inflammation in the body. And we're learning more and more. But those are the two big things that we know right now.
Now, translating this to kids, of course, as you said, it can help with stuff like maybe with children with autism or maybe have other similar behavioral problems like ADD or ADHD. Are they seeing it benefiting that?
So right now, not formally.
Okay.
There are two big things that we know it definitely helps with. One thing is children with epilepsy. And so, in particular, there's a syndrome called Dravet syndrome. There have been many, many studies that have shown that CBD oil can reduce the number of seizures in kids. And I've actually seen this with my own eyes. I've had patients who were on four or five different seizure medicines, and then they were placed on CBD oil, and they were able to get off all of those medications or get off part of them. So that's quite an amazing thing. And then the second thing we know is that kids who are undergoing chemotherapy and have extreme nausea and vomiting, not only CBD, but also a THC component can help them with this nausea and vomiting. And that's been approved by the FDA for several years, too. There are just new studies coming out about how it can affect children with autism and other mental health diseases. And that's still new information, but we are seeing some reduced anxiety and some reduced outbreaks. But these studies have been very small, you know, 100 kids per study, and so we cannot make any formal recommendations about that, but I do think we'll be finding out more and more.
I was going to say, Doctor, we also hear that some sources say that CBD can help with acne. Is that true?
So I have had one patient come to me on CBD oil for acne. One patient has said that it's helped, but the most recent studies have shown, just like I spoke about earlier, how it has anti-inflammatory properties. Mm-hmm. It can help decrease the inflammation associated with acne. So it can decrease not only that redness that you see, but the oil production as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm sure you get a lot of questions from parents, Dr. Colvin. Is CBD oil safe? I know you clarified between CBD and THC, two entirely different things, but I'm sure a lot of parents still wonder, well, is it safe to use?
Yeah, so officially, it is not regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which means that when you buy in a store, it's hard to regulate what you're buying. And so for the most part, the World Health Organization, I want to say, first of all, says that it is generally safe, has a good safety profile as of now, but because it's not formally regulated by the FDA, it's hard to predict what you're actually buying. So that means the dose that you're buying, how it's been mixed with the oil, If you're using different delivery systems, like some people get gummies versus the oil, mm-hmm. all of that can be very unpredictable. So it's hard to say, you know, exactly what you're giving your child, which is why we only formally recommend using it for children with epilepsy and that chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting right now.
Okay. And, doctor, of course, if they have questions, they can reach out. You can actually go to Ask the Doctor on KRDO.com. Go to KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, click on Ask the Doctor, and you can send Dr. Colvin a question. But they can also reach out otherwise. They can reach you guys through the website. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what is that website?
This is something. Oh, goodness. If you Google DaVita Medical Group, you will be able to find our website.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Colvin, thank you so much for all the incredible information. And if folks have more questions, they can reach out. We truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. 642 KRDO's Morning News.